VHM Mobile.
How are you doing this morning? This is Gerald T. Young.
Tom, just running out to the store real quick. How are you this morning?
Just finished a beautiful breakfast here, and I'm sitting here looking at Revan TV, they call it 50-3, and they're doing a tour of Long Beach, and that's where our carrier used to be, a station that I was on for a short time, and just interesting to see it again. And I'm reading an Airfax journal at the same time about forward air controllers in Vietnam here on the computer.
Asking this morning.
First thing I saw when we landed in Vietnam was those OV-10s. They were a twin-engine turbo prop aircraft, and an interesting airplane to say the least, although I'm glad I wasn't the one in it, let alone these little bitty ones that they flew out there for forward air controllers. Well, I got your really nice pictures this morning, and those are some really nice fish, Bill.
I enjoyed your pictures as well. You've got quite a wildlife collection there at your house.
Dreamed there would be that many animals still in there because they built so many of these new additions around us, and there's still a creek that's very little water in, and a slough that runs through there way back behind the house, starting about 100 yards back. And that's only about 10 yards back there and back of the range there, the back fence, you might say, which I don't have a back fence, but my neighbor does. And that's pretty darn close to civilization, you know, to have that much wildlife.
I have a friend, he runs a company, Predator Control Services, and his specialty is trapping in areas like yours or subdivisions or golf courses, and it's amazing the wildlife that lives right up under us.
I sent you that lousy picture of that bear, but you can look to the right side of that tree, and there was even a black bear there. Now, I haven't seen him about a year now, and I'd say back towards the first of the year this year. So 6 months ago, I guess. I lose track of time being retired. I retired.
I hear you. But yeah, and it looks like you got a whole family of raccoons.
You know, I went coon hunting up in Kansas a couple of times. I didn't care for that very much because it was in the fall and all the spiders were out with them big webs and that. I'm sort of an acrophobic. I don't like them. And at any rate, didn't do much of it, but I've never in my life seen 7 raccoons in one place.
Found it, went back and told all their friends they were coming for a party.
And that might be the case. Bernie's laughing over here. Yeah, I had pictures of 1 and then 2 and then 4 and then 7. And I thought, oh my gracious, that's a lot of raccoons. And they'll eat a squirrel in a heartbeat. I never thought about that. But Bernice's mom had something getting her chickens back up in Kansas. And I didn't know it. She hadn't said anything about it. And finally, I said, well, how many chickens you lose, Mom? And she said, about 135. So I put out traps thinking that it was something barbaric, you know, because of the way they butchered the chickens. And it turns out it was raccoons.
And they'll eat just about anything, alive or dead. They're something else, and like coon hunting. I used to go coon hunting when I was probably 12 years old, and I was the one that got run up into the briar patch after the dogs since I was small enough to crawl, and that was never any fun. And sometimes they'd take the shock stick and gooch me along when I was going too slow, so it was a lot of fun, but I don't think I'd do it anymore.
Yeah, it sounds like our frog hunting experiences in the creeks up in Kansas. And I was young, I'd get scared out there, but because of the snakes, and I like snakes, good snakes, but I don't like water moccasins and that. We didn't have cottonmouths, but we had mean water snakes. But I think the most memorable time coon hunting I ever remember, Bill, we was out on Cow Creek, west of Pittsburgh, Kansas, someplace, and Bill and I had just, he was my age, and his dad, of course, was out in front of us, and me and Bill just walked across a cemetery. It was a very, very old cemetery out in the boondocks, and not very well marked or maintained, but we'd always been taught to walk around the graves. You never walk through them, so we did, and you never walk over them. So we did, and I got to the fence, and I handed my .22 rifle to Bill while I climbed over this barbed wire fence, and it was just right around midnight, and as I stepped to the other side of the barbed wire fence, I stepped in a covey of quail. Oh, my God, I about died on the spot.
Yeah, hearing them take off in the dark would scare anybody. Tom, I'm at the store. Let me jump out for a minute, and I'll be back here in a second. M4WHM.
Okay, Bill. I'll probably be around. See you later. Nice talking to you. This is N0TR73.
How you doing, N4DJC?
Jerry, and I got a note here. It says, check with Jerry, N4DJC, on his email address. And I don't know if I ever sent you my information on there or not, Jerry. I forgot about having yours, but when I pull it up in the file there's two different ones. Can you give me the right one?
Get to me the fastest, the@gmail.com.
Let me take a peek over here. I was reading about some forward air controllers here. Address book. And let me see. Where's Jerry at? There it is. And you got one at live.com and one at Gmail. So I can delete the one at live.com, right?
I'm good, but the gmail.com, I use the other one as a for other things, but gmail.com is the one that pops up on my phone and computer. That's the best way to, quickest way to get in touch with me anyway, because the other one, it pops up, but I don't check it quite as often because I don't get as much traffic on that one.
I got you. And I can remember that even though I'm old, Jerry. What do you get to be my age?
I ain't that far behind you. Maybe couple, 3 years maybe is about it. I was gonna have quite as much wear and tear as you do. You did a lot more work today. The last 15 years I rode around in a car. I wasn't on my feet. I was loading containers and stuff like that and rigging out equipment, but it wasn't an everyday thing for me.
Kind of took a beating, and when you do maintenance, you do everything. For 32 years, I worked on the concrete up to 65 feet in the air, and a little bit of everything, from P-traps to digital control, and that's the way I categorize it, Jerry. Okay, I'm going to send you this one just to see that it works all right, and what it's about is a brave new math parody. I don't know if you heard of this Common Core, but I I seen how my grandson was doing division one day, and it's absolutely stupid. But needless to say, I don't control that. Kind of like I don't control the FCC and what they do at times. But at any rate, listen to it to the end. It's just a YouTube thing, and it's really worthwhile to give you an idea which way our society's heading with the teaching nowadays. So I'll click on it and send it to you momentarily here, Jerry.
I've had to deal with that stuff with our grandkids being exposed to some of that stuff now, and it's not, I mean, I understand it, but it took a while for me to grasp it. It's a whole, there's a different method of doing it, and they would bring homework home, and I said, I'm not going to help you with that because I don't want to tell you the wrong thing, because the way they do it now is a lot different than the way they did it when we were in school. For that matter, when our kids were in school either, but it's a different way. I understand some of it, but not enough of it to be able to explain it to them. But both of them have a good understanding of math, though. My granddaughter was struggling with it for a while, and she got somebody to help her, and man, she just picked it up in a heartbeat. Now she's doing very well. She goes into middle school this coming fall, so she'll need it. But, I don't have a computer upstairs. Yeah, I'll check that thing out when I go back downstairs. Hope you're doing okay today.
Doing fine. And I got a grandson that's going into middle school this next year. Isaac will be he'll be a freshman. He'll be ninth grade. But at any rate, I'm just sitting here. Finished up some eggs and bacon and toast and some grapefruit and a little bit of cantaloupe this morning, and getting ready to go out and feed the chickens here shortly. And then I gotta come back and check on the Costco bill. Seems like it's a little high, but usually when I add it all up, it winds up saying that Tom, you're not right, and Costco's is. But it does seem a little high this time.
My daughter was a member for a while. We occasionally went into one there on Woodruff Road there. I guess it's Woodruff, yeah. I ain't been there in several years. They had a pretty good selection of stuff. It's a different, different Sam's, but they carry things Sam wouldn't carry, and vice versa. But it seemed to me like some of the stuff they carry was a little nicer than what some of the stuff Sam's was. But I do like to, go to Sam's for certain items, but not everything. I was going to tell you, I'll let this thing drop out. I was going to tell you something I saw yesterday I thought you'd find interesting. Works in a local store there, sells guns and other stuff. I was telling you, he's got a pair of Model 28 Highway Patrol, so he got a 4 and a 6 inch. He's got a pair of Model 34, kick guns, Smith Wesson 22 kick guns. He's got a 2 inch and 4 inch today. But anyway, I saw a guy on one of the forums yesterday, day before yesterday, I was telling my son about it. He had a J-frame, 2 inch J-frame Smith Model 31-1, which was made back in the 80s. Said he'd been fired 39 times, and he was asking $1,100 for that thing. Needless to say, he had no takers. I paid $105 for it, I think, and it was in pretty good shape. It was a pre-model. It was a pre-model number, as a matter of fact, and it was in real nice shape. I just thought that was comical. Some of the things some of these guys are asking for were just crazy, but he says they're going nuts over revolvers again. He says it's hard to find them now.
I'll tell you one here in just a minute. I got to run down the hall just a second, and I'll be back if you got time to stand by there about a minute. This is N0TR.
Get him for DJC Friday.
WHMM4 DC. Hey, Jerry.
heard you on a minute ago, but you said you were jumping out, so I didn't say hello. How you doing today?
I'd run the store real quick, and I'm back at the house. So I heard you and Tom still talking, so I thought I'd jump in and say good morning.
That's here today, isn't it?
It's according to my weather station, 87% humidity, 77 degrees, and we got 0.61 of rain yesterday in that little shower. So got a pretty decent little rain.
Rain yesterday at all, but I was listening to WKLY, must have been maybe Friday morning, maybe. And I think it was Friday morning. I didn't know they had some bad weather. They sounded like they had some good bit of wind. Wasn't a tornado or anything, like that, was there?
Pretty heavy thunderstorm that rolled through, but it knocked down a couple of trees, but I think they were probably ready to come down anyway, so it wasn't too awful bad.
I'm talking about some hail, too, so some parts of the county, but I didn't know anything about it the night before. It didn't do anything here. It must have just skirted across and probably, could, you know, when it goes through Harlow, sometimes it comes through here, sometimes it goes up through Ivan that way.
On the Reed Creek end of the county where it come through, it sort of missed us. Like I said, I saw on the Facebook where people had some pictures of some trees down, and it knocked one of the trees had knocked a telephone pole down, so, but it wasn't too awful bad.
It's good. I'm sure there's a lot of trees that are in bad shape. I noticed the last time we went through there, they're going to come in down 29 by the dam on the South Carolina side. They got all these pines and stuff. They like to just about to fall over whenever you drive by them. Linda and he might drive down that way now. I said, either go that way or go Smith McGee, one or the other.
Well, Tom, you back? I don't want to interrupt y'all's conversation.
Oh, no. Stay in there, Bill. That's just fine. Oh, Jared was just telling me some of the insane prices they're asking for stuff nowadays. In reference to some pistols he saw. And I'd agree with that. Well, I heard on the news this morning, and I just got a glimpse of it on the weather, and I think they said that GSP yesterday got over 2 inches of rain there in that little storm. We only got just a few hundreds, wasn't it, Bernice? And, I can't remember how many, 1700s, 1800s, but not much. Now that I think of it, I emptied the rain gauge out front. It was about a quarter inch. But all the fescue loves it. Go ahead, Jerry.
It was cloudy here all day long, and but we never got a drop, not the first drop of rain at all. So it turned out pretty nice here, but it was just cloudy all day long, and you see some dark clouds rolling through, and, but we didn't get any rain. We basically must have just said, you don't need any, so we're going to skip you. I'll have to usually get my grass cut every 2 weeks. I may have to tell the guy he may have to give it another few days because it's not quite ready yet.
Making my grass grow. Like I said, we got just over a half inch. And it was a slow rain. We had just a quick downpour, and then it just drizzled, or not drizzled, but just a light rain probably for 45 minutes to an hour. And like I said, we got 0.61 out of it, so I was pleased with that. Go ahead.
Turn time.
Well, maybe so. I don't know. Jerry, you was talking about those small pistols. A few months back, my neighbor had a Model 36 in Smith. And it was a little rough, but he had gotten it for a steal. And I got that from him, and then I buffed it out with a Dremel tool a little bit and put some cold blue on it, and I imagine he regrets ever letting that go after he's seen it. But my brother-in-law was a police officer up in Wichita and Kansas, and he carried that, and then he carried one that was stainless. And he wanted to keep that one, but the department took it back. But he carried that many years. But you don't see many of those floating around anymore, or the detective specials. I saw Detect Bella's last year, and they was asking over $1,000 for a 2-inch barrel.
Crazy, I think. The old detective specials bringing premiums to covers and agents. Yeah, the agent, all it is just got the shorter grip on it, but older coat stuff is bringing big money. I know a guy paid, he found him a pretty decent looking, nice diamond back, I think, 20 and 22. I think he paid 21 or 20, between 21 and $2,300 for it. They never were that great to begin with. They were good, but I'd rather have a K-22 or something like that. And my son's got a nice K-22. It's about 7 years old, but it's sitting in a holster most of the time. The finish ain't get up, but mechanically it's great. She's really nice. And but I've got a Model 60 time, which is the 36 with it's stainless, basically. And I bought that one about 25 years ago. And I had two of them actually, and I just shot this one recently because it had not been fired. I think I made about $325 for it then, and they're bringing $700 bucks now. It's crazy.
The prices of pistols or guns or ammunition or any of it has gotten crazy here lately. Really, in the last couple of years, gun prices have been going up. But the especially small pistols, revolvers, I was looking for a 357, and cheapest you could get in one was $500-$600, and I just bought a Taurus 38 special, and I got it for a little over $3 and called it a day.
When my dad passed away, I had to sell the pistols my dad had. He had two suitcases full of them up there in Kansas. And I'd be rich if I had those now. He had diamond back in there and Trooper Mark III's and stuff like that. The worst one I ever sold is because I didn't have any money to buy anything else unless I sold a pistol back then. And I sold a 22 caliber 22 Mark III. Well, I don't know if it's Mark III anyways. I think that's what it was, the Colt. But it was in 22 caliber on a 357 frame. That was a beautiful 22, and I sold it. But back then, $200 or $300, a lot of money.
Got a trooper in 357, and he just missed out on a 22 about a month ago, and somebody else grabbed it before he had a chance to look at it. But those are not real common, but that's a really good gun. Of course, if it's officer model match, now that'd been a whole different ballgame there. There's no telling what it would bring. Now, I know you've got one probably in 38, but that 22 officer model match, that was a really nice revolver. But I have no idea what those things are bringing. They're probably bringing over $1,000, I'm sure.
Surprised if they're not bringing that. The that's a good gun for sure, and if you can find an older one, that makes it even better for me if they're in good shape. The I'm sitting here struggling trying to put a clip on a battery for my handheld, and my fingers and the screwdriver and the screw and everything just won't quite fit in the same spot at the same time.
A handheld in a long time. I got a good one down there that a friend of mine's wife gave me, but he passed away, and I just never have messed with it very much. It was a model ahead of the one. I got one upstairs here. It's, I think, 530. I can't remember for sure. It was a Yaesu. Anyways, dual bander. And I used the heck out of that thing. I used to carry it all the time back there in Kansas. But I don't carry a handheld anymore up here. But they work fairly effectively, since we have such a wonderful repeater system up here. Go ahead, Jerry. This is N0TR.
I've got a real nice Kenwood D-74. I use several things I don't carry around with me much. I use it here at the house, and just around the house. Occasionally I use it in the car, but, you know, with all the Hamfest gone nowadays, of course, that's what we always carried in Hamfest, with Jesus or Icons, and everybody had one back in the day. And of course, a repeater, I mean, I can get into it from here on 5 watts with a rubber duck, just it's kind of difficult. If I walk up top of the hill, I don't have too much trouble. I use mine for D-Star and APRS too, though, but you got to have a primary, you know, like a mobile rig or something like that set up to. It makes a whole lot of difference set up at the house here, and I've got, I've got two Icons. I got a 705 I'm talking on that. I've got an Icon 2300, which is, I think it's 65 watts, but I usually run it on 15 or 20 or something like that. It works real well. But, yeah, this has been a lot of fun using this one. I use it on D-Star, too, and I even haven't got my infed antenna yet. I've been on back order for about 2 months now, but the, I'm going to plan on using that too, because I can pick up, you know, 10 megahertz, I can pick it up really well, and also on 40 meters and 20 meters. 40 was really, really open last night. I think I listened to it for a while, even just on the 2 meter antenna. Anyway, I got to jump out, Danny. I got my grandkids coming in a little bit, and I need to go downstairs and see if. Yeah, I either need to stay out of Lynn's way or help or one of the other. But it's a time good talk with you today, and Bill, good talk with you. And I'll catch you guys maybe later on in the day. CD3 to both of you. N4DJC clear.
Well, you have a good one. Enjoy those grandkids, and we'll talk to you again soon. 73s, my friend.
Jerry, you have a good day. 73s. Cherish that time with the grandkids, of course. Bill, I need to go and check on the girls, and I'll have to feed them today. And they're starting to lay pretty good, but these speckled Sussex, they call them, they're sure laying small eggs. I hope they're getting bigger now. I hope they keep getting bigger because they are small. And I'm used to these other ones laying those big brown eggs, these Welsomers and the different ones. But they've been kind of molting a little bit. I don't know why. This time of year, that's usually done. But I got 3 from them yesterday, and I got 6 or 7 from the little ones. So we still have enough for Bernice and I anyways. See you later, Bill. N4WHM and 0TR. Have a good day. 73.
You have a good day, and you and Bernice don't work too hard today, and we'll catch you on the next go-around. 73s, my friend.